Oh, and yes, this is the third and the final hour. But you know what? I don't have the music set up. So, but how about that thing on the Pinton Dale album, the wonderful, wonderful mix and everything? I talked to them about that, and they said that they had a really good time recording it. It got pretty expensive though, because you're asking for a lot of musicians to make that all work. We're getting ready for the calendar here because we got to get the music going and everything like that, and the music will be going in just 1 second. And this is the third and final hour. Now, Dan, this means you got to think on your feet. You know, I didn't say this at the end of the second hour. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I'll get back to you. You can call me at 509-332-5047. All righty, this is the third and the final hour. You know, I always record this show as if it's done live. And that would show you that it is being recorded live. You know, and the thing is I could go back and erase all that and do another start, but I must just be awfully lazy. But I'm going to do the calendar. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on. Oh my gosh, Humanitas. Humanitas in Pullman. This is right in front of the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. It's going to be a pretty good sunny weekend. All kinds of cool stuff going on. There's folk, and there's world, and there's jazz, and there's all kinds of things. And it runs from about 11:30, 11 o'clock to Osisit Shaya, the marimba band that does all the Zimbabwe music. Will be there twice, actually, at the beginning and the end to kind of push it off. There'll be student open mics with a lot of Asian dancing and some things like that. And then there's going to be, I'll be doing some Celtic there. And Ian Dobson and his Caribbean band will be doing all kinds of stuff with Caribbean influence, including the Cup Song, by the way, and some other things. And they'll be teaching dancing. They'll do a dance workshop. And so come on down to Pullman in the North Fairway Lawn, right in front of the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum here on October the 5th. Good stuff. First Saturday dance. First Saturday dance in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Center. Also going to be there. Oh, my goodness. And what do we have? Second Saturday dances are all starting to kick in. Second Saturday dance at the Broadway Grange there in Yakima. And that gets that whole season rolling. Second Saturday dance at the Rockford Grange out on Barrett Road. That's the Columbia Folklore Society doing their second Saturday dance. Bill Stain's going to be in Enterprise on the 10th of October. At the Oddfellows Hall, and I will be the opening act for that short opening act, and I will be there. And that'll be fun. Mr. Bill Stain's been doing it for so many, many years and has written so many good songs. All God's Critters got a place in the choir. And Rodeo Rose. And oh, just all kinds of neat stuff. I once was a cowboy. I used to run wild, and I rodeoed wrangled and rambled in style. That's the Wallowa Valley Music Alliance putting that on. Then he wins his way to the Tri-Cities, and he'll be in the Tri-Cities at the All Saints Episcopal Church for their coffee house on the 11th of October. And so that's what's going on with that. And then, of course, those second Saturday dances on the 12th of October. On the 18th of October, Martha Redbone. Martha Redbone will be at the Jones Performing Arts Theater there in Daggy Hall on the Pullman, Kansas campus. Get your tickets at 1-800-325-SEAT. 1-800-325-SEAT is the number to call for those tickets for the Jones Theater performance of Martha Redbone. October the 19th, couple of cool things going on. Three things going on. The Avett Brothers will be in Spokane. Tickets still available. That's at the INB Performing Arts Center. Tickets still available at Tickets West. 1-800-325-7328 seat, 325 seat. October the 19th, the Bluegrass Showcase going on there at the Trent Elementary starts at 7. Moses Willie's going to be there, the All-Star Pickers, and Sundahl and Hawkins. Milwaukee doing their bluegrass thing. That's going to be a cool deal. That's all just a small charge. Show up and listen to lots and lots of bluegrass at the Trent Elementary School there in Spokane. That'll be fun on October the 19th. And finally on October the 19th, Shanghai'd on the Willamette with all of their sea and folk stuff. They've got a new album that's supposed to be out somewhere in the new millennium, in the next millennium. And they're so good. Gordy and Jonathan doing their duo stuff, and they know what's going on and how to do it and where they're at. Alrighty, good stuff. That's the calendar. Oh my gosh. And so many more things going on in October as we cruise through this month. All kinds of dances. Laddie Ray Melvin doing performances all over the place. And yeah, you can't lose. You just can't lose. One more from Clannad here.
Here it is. 1, 2, 3.
Brown. Dick and then both high and low. He's got both black and white. He's got the Lauderdale's pork wash that only burst last night. He's got a brace of farm hands with the hayseeds and the hair. He's got a bridegroom and a best man. What does Shanghai care? Shanghai Brown. And a full voice buckle made by the Shanghai Passage from the Golden Gate. Oh, Shanghai Brown. Scoffing sea booped up, they'll be stopping hand spike rule and dodging the belaying bins and cursing Shanghai cruel. Shanghai Brown. The toughest mate New England ever bred. Was then a trick to look out and why?
Because he's dead.
No, Shanghai Brown.
Shanghai Brown.
He's took and shipped the corpse away as Shanghai Brown. Shanghai Brown.
Shanghai Brown.
The skipper of the harvest. He couldn't get it through, and he had to sail today. The Shanghai knew a desperate man would pay. Prime seamen said he scarce these days a Shanghai Brown. So he took and shipped the corpse away as Shanghai Brown. Shanghai Brown.
Shanghai Brown.
Shanghai Brown.
Shanghai Brown.
Shanghai Brown. He took and shipped the corpse away as Shanghai Brown. By the Shanghai Passage out of Frisco Town.
I wish I had two copies of this album just because I want to play cuts in a row. This is so good. Pinton Dale from their brand new album, which has actually been out for quite a while, called Blue Divide. And it's just a super album, and just love it. And I played this cut last week, and I'm using it now for the end of the second hour theme. I just think it's an amazing track, the way they do it. And I think their synchronization with the band and their interplays with folks that they'll probably never play with live, or very rarely anyway, because they brought them in for this album. It is not what Pinton Dale would do normally, but this is just such a great version of Windy Weather. I just love it. I just love it. Here we go.
Going boy,
all the way, boys, all the way.
We'll haul away like jolly young
the boys.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Haul away, and the windle mover boys.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Love it, love it, love it. Windy weather from Pint and Dale. How about that? We're going to mellow it out here quite a bit. This is an interesting album called The Singing Streets. Ewan McCall and Dominic Behan. Dominic Behan, of course, the brother of Brendan Behan, the great Irish poet. Dominic Behan himself wrote wonderful, wonderful songs. He did. Didn't Dominic Behan write Liverpool Lou or something like that? Anyway, Dominic Behan's written a lot of cool songs over the years. This is an album of childhood memories from Scotland and Ireland. And these guys, remember, they were kids way, way back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. They were kids, you know, they by the time the 50s rolled around, they were in their 40s. And so a lot of things have changed in the tenement areas in both Dublin and in the various areas of Scotland that Ewan McCall talks about. You know, these things, of course, they're all living like, you know, with all the global stuff going on and all the things happening, they're doing sex and drugs and rock and roll, living just like American inner city ghetto kids, because we Americans are such good role models. Anyway, that's how that goes. They're not doing these kinds of songs nearly as much anymore. So this album is not just about their childhood memories, but it's more about things that are long, long gone. This is a really cool album. Childhood games and childhood songs from Scotland and Ireland. Ewan McCall and Dominic Behan.
My old man was an iron molder, and a good one. He served his time in the Carn iron foundries, got married and raised a family. A short, stocky man with shoulders on him like an ox and the swarthy looks of a Scots tinker. He was fond of a glass, a joke, a song. And his biggest fault was that he couldn't keep his mouth shut. When he wasn't singing, he was arguing about the condition of Scotland, the future of the race, or the trade union. People would shake their heads and say, "Aye, he's a rum one." Or, "He's his ain worst enemy." Whenever there was a dispute about wages or conditions in the foundry, the old man would be well to the fore, and a couple of weeks later he'd be handed his cards. So off he'd go and find a job in another part of the country. And in a few weeks we'd follow him. Falkirk, Alloa, Paisley, Glasgow, Greenock, Carlisle, Gateshead, Liverpool, Manchester, Salford. Many towns, but one world. My world. And good Queen Bess never slept there. "Come up and see my garret, come up and see it new. Come up and see my garret, for it's all furnished new. A second-handed table, a chair without a leg, a humpy-backed dresser and an old iron bed."
I am the seventh son of a house painter. Was born, reared, and, but for the impact of architecture on government, would have died in number 40 in Russell Street, Dublin. My hometown was Manta, and the inhabitants of south of the Liffey were as foreign to us as the Mau Mau. Many's the time the lads from the Liberties tried to invade our north side way of life, only to be severely rebuffed by the followers of the Manta Brigade. Like rich families, we lived in a big house with a big staircase leading into big rooms. The only difference between us and rich people being that our big residence was shared by 20 other families. This was a land of dockers, hobblers, coalmen, brewery workers, millmen, and hard-as-iron seamen. My father's method of livelihood was rather a fine occupation in face of all this, though not for one moment did it make any difference to his children. They were reared just as hard, could fight just as tough, and play just as rough as any of the Manta Battalion. "The stair in our house has no floorboards. The lobby is just a big hole. El Riley has burdened the hall door. Too mean for to send out for coal. In Manta you can't wash the lobby. It's always with lodgers too full. And if you walk too near the landing, you'll fall down and open your skull."
In Glasgow, we lived at the Toon Head, a jungle of tenements as drab as prisons and warehouses as drab as tenements. But if Glasgow was a jungle, Salford was a desert, a petrified desert of blackened and decayed brick, a city of cotton mills, coal pits, factories, and streets so alike that they might have been turned off the conveyor belt. Its bleakness was such as to cripple the imagination of any but the toughest kid. And black. Black as the Earl of Hell's waistcoat. Here lived spinners and weavers, back tenters, little piecers, bleachers, lathe minders, machine toolmakers, copper, brass and iron moulders, wood butchers, brickies, locomen, spidermen and coughing johnnies from the asbestos mills. Here the kids practiced finger holes on the 20-foot wall of the docks, collected spent cartridges from the fair on Spike Island, hunted for treasure on the Strawberry Hills rubbish tip, and guided corrugated iron sleds down the clay slopes of the Mucky Mountains. That was my city. My childhood world of streets full of the yells of playing kids. I grew up in those streets, sailed paper boats in the gutters, stalked Indians among the dustbins, raided neighboring gangs for bonfire wood, and knew the first sharp pangs of love. "I found my love on the gasworks croft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal.
kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Heard a siren from the docks. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smelt the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Night and day, the district echoed to the shouts of Rally V.I.O. Last man out is a rusher. Liney up, we're picking the tin. While down on the banks of the Ryle Canal, the elderly 16-year-old apprentices would be finding Cupid at work, even in the depths of despair, to the accompaniment of a million factory sirens and ship's hooters, and the jeers and taunts of the younger generation. What's the use of having a wife to keep her all your life? You give her all your wages, you dress her in the latest. Have a wife all your life, what do you think of that? A shilling a week for pound, or a shilling a week for paint. Sixpence worth of glamour sauce in case she goes in a faint. With a head of her hair stuck on a chair, still she has the cheek to ask you for your wages, 50 bob a week.
The street was our theatre, our gymnasium, and our battlefield. In it, raids were planned, initiation ceremonies took place, binding oaths of loyalty were taken.
Criss-cross the maggot's paws, tell a lie and your soul is lost.
You see that's wet, you see that's dry, cut my throat if I tell a lie.
Cross me throat and hope to die.
I swear on me God's honour.
And there wasn't one of us who wasn't a magician. Once in the street, we could transform ourselves into aeroplanes, tanks, wild mustangs, and express trains.
Paddy on the railway, picking up stones. Along comes the engine and breaks his bones. Oh, says Paddy, that's not fair. Oh, says the engine, I don't care. Paddy on the railway made a smell. Along comes the devil and he's in hell. Oh, says Paddy, that's all wrong. Oh, says the devil, come along.
Give me some steam, give me some steam. I will carry you over the stream, over the mountains, over the sea. Give me some steam and they won't catch me. Steam in the boiler, fire in the pan. Blow the whistle for the engine man.
Oh, way cool stuff. This is from the album called The Singing Streets with Dominic Behan and Ewan McCall. The late, you know, well, they're both gone, of course, Dominic Behan and Ewan McCall. But these guys were, Ewan McCall, especially from Scotland, was sort of the Pete Seeger of Scotland and just did so many, many different things and radio programs and used his music in so many constructive ways. I was lucky enough to see Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger twice when they came to the States. He was quite old. He had had so many, many heart attacks that he really overworked himself, and it was surprising that he was still alive. He died in his 70s. Ewan McCall did. Wrote so many great songs that we still sing the 30-foot trailer, Farewell to the Tent and the Old Caravan, to the Tinker and the Gypsy and the Traveling Man, Goodbye to the Life of the Rover. And I'm a free-born man of the traveling people, got no home with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I never fancied being lumbered. And I'm a rambler from Manchester way, in the Shoals of Herring, and Dirty Old Town that, of course, the Pogues made such a huge hit from. And, of course, the Pogues producer was one of the children of Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger. Kirsty, I think, produced that. We're going to take a little bit of a break and come back with one more cut from The Singing Streets, and then we'll move on into other arenas of music. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. Email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. We're going to be right back for lots more music. We still have a half hour left to go. You hang on, because we're coming back. Yes, we are.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the U of I Martin Institute, presenting a Martin Forum on Iran and the United States with Speaker Abbas Milani, Director of Iranian Studies at Stanford University. Thursday, October 10th at 7 in the UI Admin Auditorium, open to the public.
Skies will be sunny today, along with winds up to 10 miles per hour and highs in the low to mid-60s. Pullman 63 and Lewiston 67. Tonight it'll remain mostly clear and that wind could pick up a bit as lows reach the upper 30s to low 40s. It'll be sunny again and a bit warmer on Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s.
Alrighty, let's go back and do one more cut from this Singing Streets album with Dominic Bien and Ewan McCall. And this is the last track, so this takes you into the nighttime, into the winter nights. The Singing Streets, Childhood Memories of Scotland and Ireland, Ewan McCall and Dominic Bien.
The winter nights were really the best of all, for then we really ruled the streets. When you got safely and snugly huddled under a lamppost and began a game of leapfrog or jack-jack who'll stay up the longest. And when we tired of playing games, we just sang for the fun of it. Songs about us, about them, about our world of the tenements.
Here comes the nurse with a red hot poultice, dabs it on and takes no notice. Oh, said the patient, that's too hot. Oh, said the nurse, I'm sure it's not. Goodbye to Dr. Fletcher, goodbye to Sparrow too. Goodbye to all the nurses, and goodbye Monsel too.
Says your owl one to my owl one, will you come to the waxy jar? Gill says my owl one to your owl one, sure I haven't got so far. Then I've just been down to Monto Town to see Uncle McGardle. He wouldn't lend me a half a crown for to go to the waxy jar.
Down in Broughton runs the hour, well, you can smell it any time. Oh, it smells just like a kazi, worse than working down a mine.
Holy Moses, I am dying. Send for the doctor before I die. The cat is sitting in the lobby. Turn her out before she cries for Holy Moses all the time.
Ting-a-ling the fire alarm, tell the butts to flee. Tell the engine for to stop at number 93. Fetch a bucket of water, that's what we require. This end of the tune is tumbling, do not chimley's caught on fire.
With your left or right, a right about turn, this is the way they go. Marching with fixed bayonets, the terror of every foe. A credit to old Ireland, 10,000 buccaneers, and a terror to creation are the Dublin Fusiliers.
All that glitters is not gold. Take, for instance, Freddy's nose, for it shines like a light in the middle of the night. All that glitters is not gold. All that shivers is not jelly. Take, for instance, Freddy's belly, for he shivers like a fish in the middle of a dish. All that shivers is not jelly.
Ah, poor old Dicey Riley has taken to the sup. Ah, poor old Dicey Riley will never give his up. For it's off each morning to the pop, then she goes in for a little drop. For the heart, the rowl is Dicey Riley. She'll walk along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air. Then it's down be Summer Hill and at the people stare. She'll say it's nearly 1:30, so I'll nip in for another little one. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
The Singing Streets, that is what they were like. And now night falls over the street. The early spring night, wearing the quartered moon as a young blade might wear his first wristwatch, one with a luminous dial. And the street is no longer a rigid line of houses, but a world of shadows where the imagination flowers. The last song is sung, the last rhyme repeated, and the young minstrels make their way home. The marbles are pocketed, the rope is taken off the lamppost arm. Mary stops a weeping and goes hopping home, carefully avoiding the cracks between the paving stones. The hooded terror adjusts the range-finding knob of his invisible levitation kit and goes zooming through the darkness to number 71 at a million miles a minute.
Ta-da, Johnny! See you tomorrow, Alec! Good night! Good night! Good night!
The minstrels go, and the searchers take over. It is their world now. A world where adolescents walk in an ecstasy of loneliness or stand in idle groups where street lamps shed their pools of light. A world where young Prometheus becomes a trembling-kneed Apollo on the gasworks croft.
Now, we played the first and the last track from this Singing Streets album, and there's a lot in between about farmers' kids coming into the city and swings on lampposts and all kinds of stuff that you get. It's called The Singing Streets. It's available on Folkways, and you might want to pick this up. It's just a wonderful album. It's a study album. It's a song album. It's a fun album, and it's an album you bring your kids in. Kids that are about 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, and have them listen to it, and they'll probably wonder what the heck you're doing, because it's not visual and there's no PlayStations and there's no anything like that connected with it. This is how kids lived in the tenements many, 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 many years ago. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff. Ewan McCall and Dominic Behan. Okay, we're going to totally shift gears here. Why not? That's what a good folk show is all about. We're going to shift gears and go into Hot Tuna from his album Steady As You Go. Hot Tuna, this is pretty good stuff. It's bluesy, bluesy, bluesy with acoustic and electric all at the same time coming at you.
Somewhere sitting in glory, amen. sitting in glory. Amen. She's somewhere sitting in glory. Amen. Thank you.
mist on these hills, sounds of song in rivers and rills, begins my day wrapped in the gray. Smoke rise highway, take me home, carry me home today. Road I ride, it runs to the stars, living wraps in blessing and scars. Time I pass with nothing to say. Smoke rise. It's hard to see when the forest's so deep, with not much time to rest or sleep. You do your best, take time to pray, carry me home today. Lonely sound, a train whistle blows, a chill in the air of oncoming. Try to chase these vanishing days. Smoke rise highway, take me home, carry me home today. It's hard to see when the forest's so deep, with not much time to rest or sleep. You do your best, take time.
Pictures of you. 20 and it's raining. Think I'll go inside. And I felt this way before. Walking out your front door. I'm a sea without a shore. And it's raining. It's really raining. I think I'll go inside.
Josh Radin, It's Raining, Think I'll Go Inside. Josh Radin is one of those folks, if he starts writing, if he keeps writing like that as he gets older, it's not going to be cool. But right now, it's okay. Alrighty? Josh Radin. Well, it looks like it's just about winding it up. Don't you be forgetting now, Bill Staines going to be in Enterprise at the Oddfellows Hall there on October the 10th. And that'll be a fun, fun show there, sponsored by the Wallowa Valley Music Alliance. And then he moves on to the Tri-Cities. He'll be at the All Saints Episcopal Church there for their coffee house October the 11th. Mr. Bill Staines, lots and lots of things. Humanitas is going on even now as we speak in Pullman. If you go there right now, right there in front of the Coliseum, in the big lawn there on North Fairway, right between the baseball field and the Coliseum, Ian Dobson will bring all of his Caribbean musicians, and they'll do all kinds of cool stuff. Marimbas and steel drums, and they'll be doing the cup song and all kinds of neat things. Ian Dobson. So be sure and show up for that. That'll be fun. Humanitas. Lots and lots of foods cooked by the students and some and neat things. So you show up, some crafts and some game tables. Fry bread from the Native American Student Organization. Yum. Okay. It's all happening. All right. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. I'm never home, but I always do get back. Alrighty. And let's see, what else can I tell you here? Well, not too much else. Lots and lots of things going on. Oh my gosh, the 19th. Don't forget your Avid Brothers 325s, and don't forget to get your Martha Redbone tickets October the 18th in the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall on the WSU campus.
Call 1-800-325-SEAT for tickets to Martha Redbone. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. We're out of here. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. We're gone now. Bye.
Good afternoon. It's about a minute before 2 o'clock, and you've been listening to Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on Northwest Public Radio, your NPR and classical music service. I'm Brett Charvet saying thanks for making us a part of your Saturday. Don't go away. The Thistle and Shamrock begins next. You know Terry Gross as one of the best interviewers anywhere today. She's read libraries of books, watched scads of films and TV shows, and listened to enough music to create a playlist that runs for decades. But when it comes to cooking, let's just say it's not her strong suit. Well, one fan decided to give her some kitchen help, and that video is in the latest issue of Northwest Public Radio's e-newsletter, along with links to other great stories you may have missed. If you're not subscribed, sign up for the newsletter now at nwpr.org.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from WSU Performing Arts, presenting the Martha Redbone Roots Project, a concert blending Native American influences, honky-tonk, and the blues, Friday, October 18th at 7:30 in WSU's Jones Theater at Deggy Hall. Details at performingarts.wsu.edu. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.